your neighbor, right, left, your neighbor happen to be there, your neighbor, then you may have a seat. May I also take this opportunity to express my thanks that among the many that are seated in this sanctuary, I happen to be one of them. I'm not taking anything for granted. Issues and things are happening to other people. But today, God find it worthy for you and me to be where we are. We thank God for this service. Among other services, some they have already taken place, others they are going on. Until evening, we still have the services. And before I come to the word, may I do the two housekeeping. We have our bulletin, and you have it there. And if you look at the front page, we are talking of the duties of a Presbyterian in the church. There are 10 in number, the duties of a member. Check. Just take some seconds with your neighbor. Check those 10 duties. And you tell me, out of 10, rank yourself. Those are the duties of a church member. Not forgetting a minister and an elder, before we become who we are, we remain and we continue to be the members. So this is for all of us, that you check what is expected of you. Number two is to attend the church. You don't come to the church because you have the mood or you don't feel like coming. It's a duty upon me and upon you, so that may come. That is one. Take away home, keep checking it, and look at it. Number two, we are in our last quarter of the church. Because the year church calendar is segmented for four blocks. From September to December is the last quarter of the church where we are. When we do the elections, when you do the report writing, when we come up with the resolution of the year ahead of us, let us continue to participate and continue to play and to give thanks. Thank you, Session Clerk, for the vote of thanks to the Senator and the family. The beauty that we see here of the flowers, it is all over in other places of the worship, even in the main hall, even in some offices. I have a testimony, even in my office, there is a bunch of this. So this beauty is all over. We thank God for coming in just to beautify the church, and also, like it has been mentioned by the program mover, for your courtesy that we have this medical camp within the compound, free of charge. We thank God for that, so that many people may benefit. Yesterday I was here, we had quite a huge number, and today the number is increasing. May God bless and keep you well, even as we celebrate you during this time you are talking of your marriage and the 61 years. The word of the moment, even as we continue to desire to grow in all aspects, is the whole question of honoring our Almighty God through our worship. And here we qualify by talking of the true worship, honoring God with the true worship. By the virtue of coming here is an indicator that we are honoring the so-called the fifth command, the principles of Sabbath, that we keep Sabbath holy because this is our Sabbath. And we thank God because we have been called. And when you talk about honoring, honoring is a calculated decision to show the attention and awareness. It's something that you do it deliberately. It is intentional. It's something that is calculated. When we talk about honoring our God through the true worship. Honoring someone means that you respect their possession. He is the Almighty. He is so elevated. He deserves all the glory and honor. We know his possession. When we talk about our issues, when we talk about our church, when we talk about our nation, when we talk about honoring the Almighty, we acknowledge his possession. And honoring does not go without the issue of obedience. We are being called to obey. The 10 commandments that are there, and the 5th command that is there, and the whole question of the Sabbath principles is the whole question of obedience. We have been called to obey. True worship always brings you into a right relationship with God. Because when we talk about worship, God is the object of our worship. We worship God. He deserves all the honor, glory, and majesty. And that's why there is a caution that you shall not bow to the idols. Because God himself is the object of our worship. We worship him. And therefore the true worship always brings us to the right relationship with him. Because he deserves all the glory and all the honors. True worship is an active response to God by his people. It's not a matter of being passive. It's being active. Appearing in the congregation. And all the things that we do, and there are many, we are being called to respond positively. It's not a matter of being passive. By the virtue of leaving your home, coming and being together with others, we engage our mind. It is not about us. It is all about him. He is worthy. Worthy to be uplifted. He is worthy. He deserves. We are very much unworthy before him. And that's why we worship him. And the beauty of the worship, and that true relationship we acquire, it leads to a time whereby when we uplift him and we worship him, he bears down to bless us and to uplift us. True worship changes the worshiper into the image of the one being worshipped. When we worship him, it changes us. We never see ourselves. It's all about when we reach to a certain level of the spiritual realms through the worship, we stop to see ourselves, because all that we do is all about worship. Allow me to remind you, anything that you do that brings pressure to God is an act of worship. Anything that we do. And there are so many things that we do. Taking the vows, our relationship with one another, our career, even our politics, and even our lifestyle. Anything that we do, anything that we engage our mind and we find ourselves in it, even the very work that you do on a daily basis to earn a living, anything. Today, assembling here is a form of worship. Even we have a program, and we know when we are starting and we come to the end. But anything that we do as a Christian and the life of a believer, anything that I do is a worship. There is the formal worship and the informal worship. The church that gather once for the formal worship. But there is a church that is scattered all over in the name of where we are working and where we are residing. Worship is our innermost being, responding with praise for all that God is through our attitude, through our action, through our thought, through our wants. Anything that you utter, anything that you do, worship is reflected in our inner being. And therefore, like the week that was, today being the seventh day, a day that we come to celebrate, because the purpose of the Sunday worship is to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. He has done so much to us. There are people who started this week, they are nowhere to be seen. But for me and you, our attitude, our actions, is all about the worship. And somebody said that based on the truth of God, as he has revealed himself. our attitude is dictated by our connection with the Almighty. And therefore, when you talk about honoring God with a true worship, it's a matter of calling a meeting to ourselves. Worship is not an event to attend or to watch and to participate. You don't come to the place of worship like a spectator. You come in the place of worship to participate. Through your giving, through the praises, and even listening to the word of God, that we ought to be the hearer and the doer of the word of God. It is not just an event, just to be there with other people. And when you say the benediction, it is over. Worship is with us at all time. Even the way we take care of one another, even in our families. We have the spouses seated here. We have the children who are here. How we conduct ourselves is all about the worship. John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. We are being told, and this Jesus spoke when he had an encounter with this Samaritan woman. A time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the spirit and also in the truth. As we engage ourselves here for the worship, as we celebrate the couple that is marking 61 years, when the Lord look at us, where is the truth? Where is the spirit? The Lord is looking at us. And we are being told the time has come. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in the truth. When we find ourselves, we're coming to this sanctuary. When we are at our home, at our workplace, where is the worship? Because to a Christian, to a believer, anything that you do is an act of worship. And the true worship is obedience to God for no other reason that we can be delighted in the Lord. And the beauty of it, in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 10, verse 8, it is put it very clearly. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When you come in the presence of the worship and you rejoice in the Lord, you forget all other things by the end of the day. That joy in the Lord will be translated to be our strength. When you use your life for God's glory, everything that you do become an act of worship. That's what we are being told. That when you use all your life, desiring to do things as per God's glory, it becomes really an act of worship. Taking care of the children, those that are doing the parenting, them that are elderly in the marriage, taking care of one another. Because the reverse is happening. There are people who are killing others. There are people who are messing with others. Anything that you do. And it's good, brothers and sisters, the week that was, check yourself, do the checklist, all what you are involved in. Where is God's glory in that? True worshipers is not confined to what we do in the church. True worship is not confined here, in the realms of the church here. It's all that we do. True worship is everything that we do. And I'm telling you, it is an incredible privilege to be given a time and a moment to take care of that family. If you have a family that you are taking care, it's actually a privilege. There are people without a family. To take care of that spouse of yours is an incredible privilege that we have been given. We are being called upon. The highest form of worship among all others is the obedience. And that's why we have learned the text that we have read of the Exodus, chapter 20, of the so-called the Ten Commandments. True worship is God-centered, being it formal or informal. Whatever you do, it should be God's driven. Our drivers, that we want God's glory to be seen. Worship is so much more than the song that we sang on Sunday. It is the life that we live the rest of the week. The whole week, the way we live. We come here on Sunday to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. And that's why the Lord is calling upon us. Exodus chapter 20, we are being told that God spoke all this once. Categorically, the Lord put it very clearly. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out of the house of slavery. And each one of us, we have our own humble beginning. Where you are today is not where you started. The Lord has brought you this far. And the Lord is saying, I am the Lord, your God. I'm the genesis of all what you possess. I'm your God, your Lord. You shall have no other gods before me, because I've done so much to you. In the book of Hosea, the Lord is lamenting. How can I surrender you, Israelite? And what I have done, I've invested so heavily in you that if you happen to leave me, to me I also feel a loss. That's what the Lord is talking about. We are being called. You shall not have any other gods. What are the things that we have made to be our gods? What is that you concentrate so much that you are unable to connect with your maker? Anything that you give preeminence beyond your maker become your gods. The Lord is calling upon us. We are in the families. We are in the business. We are in the workplace, wherever we are. The Lord is giving a caution. I'm the Lord, your God. I'm the one who has brought you this far. If there is any worthy thing to be mentioned about you, it is me, O Lord. I've done it. Am I talking to somebody? This is what the Lord is talking about. And it's like the Lord is lamenting here. I've done so much to you. But instead, the kind of the reciprocation that I'm getting from you, it does not really in tandem with what I've done to you. The Lord is calling upon us. The 10 commands, we have read up to the 5th one. We never read all of them. The 10 commands are not 10 suggestions. It's not something that has been just suggested there. It is not just 10 hints. It is not just only options, but they are the standards and the virtues for the morals that God has given to us when you talk about the 10 commands. And for us to worship and to give the true worship, we have to call a meeting to ourselves. The 10 commandments, and the Lord says, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do this. You shall not do this. It's not just an option. We are being called. They remain to be our standards. Too many times God is showing favor, but we do not recognize his goodness. He has done so much to us, even as a church, and we may do things in a manner that is not right with him. He has done so much to your family, to you as an individual, but the kind of thanks that he's receiving from us, the true worship. Do not take things for granted. Because many a times the reason why we are unable to give the true worship, because we take things for granted. It was not coincidence that you met your spouse. Senator Mogo, it is not by coincidence that 61 years you met Bonamogo. It's God himself who did it that way. Even the one that you are staying with, even where you are, even where you are working, it's not by coincidence you got that job. Am I talking sample? It's not by coincidence. God had a purpose for you. It was not luck you got that job. You got that promotion because you hold a certain position where you are working. It's not by luck. And that's why the Lord is calling upon us. Opportunity given every other Sunday to come and give thanks and to worship the Almighty. We should desire to come running because it's an opportunity given to us. I'm not ignorant that we are busy people, but there is that Sunday, a moment set aside, a formal one, that we come to worship together. The fact that your children are strong is not just good fortune. The fact that your children are mature, the fact that your children, they are working, they have some possession, they have some status, it's not just a fortune. God himself purposed for that to happen. And that's why he is calling upon us, the true worshippers, should worship in spirit and also in truth. The Lord is looking at us. Being who you are, being a member of choir, it has taken the ever heart of the Lord. Be being a deacon, being an elder, being a minister. It's all about the Almighty. It's not about us. We have been called. Even having that family that you are taking care, there are people that you can't be identified with. There are people who loves you. There are people who cannot kill you. And you have been together for all this time. It has taken the part of the Lord. There are many things that we take for granted. And it's upon me and you to call a meeting to ourselves. It's all about God's favor. The so-called favor factor. It's the favor factor to be who we are. Ubali tumetoka na mahali tuendapo imekaribu mkono wa Bwana. It's not about us. And therefore there is the aspect of the humility. In the book of James, we are being called upon. Humble yourself, and in due time, he will do what? He will uplift him. It's a kind of weighing machine. When you uplift him, he also continue to uplift you. We are there, we are. We should be like the pendulum of a bicycle. When one pendulum is up, the other one is down here. But by the time this pendulum comes up, the other one is going down, the bicycle is moving. That's what the Lord is calling upon us. We uplift him. We uplift one another. You are just like a pendo to the other one person. Ukimwona ako juu sana, teremuka pande hii. Don't force one another, but keep moving. You have been called. In all that we do, expect three things. There are three things that we should expect. Anything that we do, wherever we are, whatever we expect, expect God's goodness. His goodness is all that we need. It's the one that has brought us this far. Recognize God's goodness. Give a testimony. If the Lord has done, and you feel it is not you, it's not through your effort, can you go ahead and recognize? That's why today, in this service, somebody saying that I want to recognize 61 years is not my own. It has taken the hand of the Lord. It's just but recognize. Tell your neighbor, recognize. And you know that is very personal. If you don't want to recognize, it will remain so. The Lord is calling upon us. And always give thanks to God for his goodness. Brothers and sisters, as I bring this one to an end, allow me to share with you the habits that honors God. Even as we talk about honoring God with a true worship. In the book of Romans that was read, Paul has given the 12 behaviors or 10 behaviors that the Christian should adopt in order to honor God. They are well put in the book of Romans. Number 1 up to 10. Let us love. Let love be without hypocrisy. If you are to love and you are being called and it's a command, abhor that which is evil. Do not be overcome by evils. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Weep. Do not be wise in your own concepts. Repay no evil for evil. Respect what is honorable. If it is possible, be at peace with all. Do not seek revenge yourself. This is the behavior. If you are in desiring to offer the true worship, we are being called upon this. People will step on us. People will say things that are not palatable about us. People will think evil things about you. But we are being called. This is what to embrace. Ways that you can honor God today. There are many ways that honor God with your time. By virtue of coming here and slotting your time to be in the place of worship, honor God with your talents. We are talented. We are not without some talents. Honor God with your temple. This is the body. Elsewhere in the 1 Corinthians, don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And honor your God with the treasure. We come to give. We come to give the tithe. We come to support. We have two projects that are going on. Through honoring God, through your giving, the expansion of the kingdom will happen. And beside all, honor God with your heart. And that's why we are here. May the Almighty God minister to us as we desire to surrender to ourselves and give the so-called the true worship. True worship will transform ordinary church meeting to be a place to come and feast before and the presence of the Almighty. When we offer the true worship, this will just cease to be an ordinary just congregation being there. It will be a place that we have to put an extraordinary feast, because the Lord wants to bless us. In all things, desire to offer. And remember, the time has come. The true worshippers should worship in the truth and in spirit. Let us all stand and pray together. Dear mighty God,